Hello, HR professionals. Good news. This episode of the Great Retention Podcast is valid for 0.5 professional development credits towards SHRM CP, SHRM SCP, and HRCI recertification. Stay tuned to access your certification code.
I was having a conversation again with a leadership team about this a couple of weeks ago, and they said, what do you think about the great resignation and quiet quitting? And I said, well, let me comment on the great resignation. And I said, are any of you Avengers fans? And they kind of looked at me, what are you talking about? I said, it's like Thanos, you know, he literally just snapped his fingers and half of the workforce is gone. And it's that competitive.
Welcome to The Great Retention, a show spotlighting executive leaders who have built award-winning cultures where people feel empowered, seen, and recognized. In today's episode, John Duesberg sits down with Kevin Henry, Chief People Officer at BlueLinx, manufacturer and wholesale distributor of quality building products. BlueLinx is in the business of helping people achieve their dreams of safe and affordable housing or home ownership. Kevin and John talk about creating connection in a distributed workforce, leading through the great resignation and, quote, quiet quitting, and the importance of consistency as a leader. Let's jump into the conversation with Kevin Henry. Over to you, John.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on The Great Retention today. I have a ton of respect for you as a leader.
Thank you.
And you know, all these topics, I'm excited to dive in, but thank you for being here today.
No, it's a real treat and a real pleasure. I'm humbled to be with you and look forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, let's just jump in. So for our audience, let's just start. Give us a quick flyover of the business. So Chief People Officer now at BlueLinx. Tell us a little bit about BlueLinx, the company. You know, what are you overseeing today?
Sure. Well, I get asked that question a lot. Okay. Who is BlueLinx? And what are you all about? And probably the easiest way to describe the business is we pick, pack, and ship big and bulky stuff. More specifically, we're in the two-step distribution business specific to home building products. And we like to think of ourselves as really being in the business of helping people achieve and realize their dreams, particularly the dreams of either home ownership or safe and affordable housing. And, you know, we like to think that to the extent we can do our jobs well, effectively and efficiently, we can ensure that prices are more moderated and materials are more readily available, again, to people who have those aspirations. We have about 60 locations across the United States. Our corporate office or Atlanta Support Center is right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And we have a little over 2,000 employees that work for us.
Okay. 2,000 employees, 60 locations headquartered here. And just for also a little context for you from a leadership perspective, I know, you know, a whole Rolodex of big, great companies that you've Coca-Cola, Extended Stay America, now BlueLinx, but maybe share just a little bit about your background too, if that's okay.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been abundantly blessed. I've had a terrific career and really have been able to achieve a lot of my own personal dreams and aspirations, primarily in either a chief human resources officer role or a chief people officer role. I'm going to date myself a little bit.
Okay.
I've been in the seat here in that capacity. I think it's four or five public companies and almost 25 or 26 years in that role. And so, as you mentioned, Coca-Cola, actually Pepsi-Cola as well.
Okay.
I was lost and then I got found.
Wow,
I'm not going to tell you which is which.
Okay.
And another company called Snyder's-Lance, big snack food company, if you like Snyder's pretzels and Cape Cod potato chips, yeah. Office Depot. And if you're a grilling person, I even ran HR for the Kingsford Products Company.
All right.
Part of the Clorox organization for a little while. So larger organizations, perhaps, than BlueLinx, but you know, really, again, feel honored and privileged to be in this role at this particular point in time, working with other members of the leadership team and the organization as a whole to bring our culture to life and help our employees realize their hopes and dreams, while at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, delivering our business model in such a way that it helps consumers realize their hopes and dreams around housing.
Yeah, no, this is great. So on this note of bringing culture to life, you bring a lot of experience into this role as a chief people officer at BlueLinx. So tell us, you know, from your perspective, what does culture mean at BlueLinx? What is that culture? And then what does it mean to you as a leader?
Sure. That's a fabulous question. I think lots of organizations have values. And I like to think that our behaviors are what actually make them real and bring them to life. And ultimately, culture is it's the walk that you walk every day within your organization. It's what drives behaviors within an organization. It's the catalyst, you know, behind management decisions, behaviors, and actions, yeah. And ultimately how our fellow teammates experience us. It's not what we say, it's what we do. And one of the things I've learned over the years is we do get to say, but ultimately others get to judge the extent to which we're living our culture, we're walking our talk, and we're keeping our promises in terms of the kinds of experiences people should have with us.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I know for me, you know, as a not nearly as large of an organization, right? But we have a team, and I think to myself, am I being a leader worth following? Mm. Right? I ask myself that question, right? And I've come to learn, to your point about, it's us for us to say, but others to judge. You know, people do see what you do. Mm-hmm. They see how you respond to that issue, that customer, you know, complaint, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And I've learned that we have this level of influence, whether we want it or not. Mm-hmm. And so we can be thoughtful about how we use that. So this is, you know, it's a topic that how you bring culture to life is a topic I've heard from a lot of leaders that is top of mind right now, particularly in distributed teams environments.
Right.
And so, you know, I know at BlueLinx, you know, 60 locations. So this is something that, you know, there is some experience with, but for a lot of leaders, you know, over the last couple of years, this was new, right? So love to get your take on the kind of remote distributed teams. How do you create team connection? How do you keep that culture alive? Mm-hmm. You know, are there things that you've experienced that that you can share that has been meaningful for your environment?
Sure. No, well, I'll go back to something you said a few minutes ago as well, and just make this pronouncement for our listeners.
Sure.
You know, it's really important, I believe, that we all as leaders earn the right to serve other people and to lead other people. Mm. You really can't mandate it. You can't legislate it. And maybe you can, but it's short-lived, obviously. Mm. It's compliance versus commitment. But how do you create followership, you know, where people really do want to follow your leadership? And so it's something that's earned. It's something that, you know, I wake up every day trying to figure out, you know, how do I put more equity in that relationship and that leadership bank with the people that I'm so honored and so privileged to have the opportunity to be of service to. And, you know, you talk about a distributed workforce. Boy, is that difficult. Yeah. And particularly over the last couple of years, you know, when many of us weren't together, and even now, you know, you've got a lot of organizations, mine being one, that have kind of a hybrid work model, you know, where people may be in the office at times, maybe not in the office. To your point, we're far flung and distributed with multiple locations. And so I think it starts with being really expressive and consistent and convicted, again, around your culture context. And it's like water dripping on a rock. You know, you've just got to say it and say it and say it and show it and show it and show it and prove it and prove it and prove it over and over and over again. I think the other thing, and we've been very intentional, and we've got some great partners that we work with. You know, we're very thankful to be able to use technology and be able to use platforms that are available today to create railroad tracks almost for the distribution of communications to people. And, you know, today we can meet people where they're at, in the palm of their hand with various apps or other web-enabled platforms that allow us to communicate clearly to people and consistently with people on a regular basis. And so I'm really pleased to say that at BlueLinks, you know, we've made that investment and we found those partners, and it's really making a big difference in being able to create those channels of communication, those railroad tracks, if you will, and then make sure that we're positing regular content that's inspiring, that's encouraging, that allows people to be immersed in our culture, experience our culture, and contribute to our culture. The other thing is, you know, personally, I spend a lot of time on the road. And, you know, I have great days in the Atlanta Support Center. Don't get me wrong, but I have incredible days when I go over the wall. I get into the business and, you know, I get to slap backs and kiss babies, boots on the ground. And, you know, it was really funny. Just last week, I was in a location and I was in a meeting and I had to get up and I had to go powder my nose. And so was walking through the break room en route to do that. And one of our teammates was looking at a television monitor that we had posted where we show content periodically. And he looked at me and he said, "I know you." And and I didn't even stop. I was giving him a hard time, to be honest with you. And I said, "Look, man, not me." I said, "A bunch of people look like me, sound like me. That's not me." And I went and I powdered my nose and, you know, I came back out and I gave him a big old smile and I said, "It was me."
You got me.
You know, and so we just chopped it up, laughed a little bit. And so a lot of it, and the operative word, I think, really being be authentic with people, you know, particularly if you're in a role that's visible, where you have the opportunity to engage with people on a pretty regular basis. Mine is such a role. Is to build relationships and build authentic relationships through, you know, good old fashioned interaction and personal connection. You know, there's really no substitute for that.
Yep. Yeah. So you said some really great things. One that just stood out. We as leaders have to earn the right to serve. And that can be a mind shift. Like we earn the right to serve. I love that. You know, there's a lot of, I guess we'll call buzzwords or trends. You know, the last few months, it was the great resignation. Now a lot of people are talking about quiet quitting, which I guess is a fancy way to say disengagement, right? But, you know, this is impacting employees, right? And I know at BlueLinks, you know, or you had shared with me previously that you went on a listening tour. So I wanted to hear about, you know, how have you guys, you know, approached, have you been impacted by the great resignation, quiet quitting? Are there things that you've put in place? One of the things going back to what you shared just a moment ago, Kevin, was the internal communications. I know that you partner really close with your marketing team, right? So now you have human resources and marketing kind of working hand in hand to make sure that messaging and reinforcing that culture is going out there. So, I mean, that may be one of those ways, but what have you been, how have you experienced the great resignation, quiet quitting, or is there anything that you can share that you guys have done to be proactive on any of those fronts?
No, great, great question. And, you know, I guess I'll make the pronouncement. Both are very real, the great resignation, quiet quitting. It's a thing. It's a real thing. And if you haven't experienced it, you will. And so we've certainly been impacted. The labor market, it's incredibly competitive. I was having a conversation again with a leadership team about this a couple of weeks ago. And they said, "What do you think about the great resignation and quiet quitting?" And I said, "Well, let me comment on the great resignation." And I said, "Are any of you Avengers fans?" And they kind of looked at me, "What are you talking about?" I said, "It's like Thanos, you know, he literally just snapped his fingers and half of the workforce is gone." And it's that competitive. And particularly when you talk about top talent, which we're all in pursuit of.
Yep.
And so, again, we've really tried to be very intentional in meeting people where they are, in hearing and understanding not just their wants and needs, but also their joys and their dreams, you know, which again may sound a little hokey, But the honesty is, I believe devoutly, it's all about making a personal connection with people. And then trying to find ways that our platform at BlueLinx, our employment platform, our work platform, can help people realize those hopes and dreams and accomplish those objectives they have. Personal objectives as well as professional objectives. And so, you know what? We don't always bat 1,000. Mm-hmm. Nobody does. But the honesty is, you know, we're going to do our dead level best to meet people where they are, pay off their own WIFM, you know, the what's in it for me, or their own employee value proposition that's uniquely theirs. And I think if you do that, then you have a much greater likelihood of being able to retain that top talent and keep people engaged.
Yeah, I love that. So are there, you know, I know that when you talk about hopes and dreams of people, that, you know, that can sound, you know, okay, what do you mean? How do you do that? But is there ways that you uncover that at BlueLinx? Are there ways that you kind of lean in? Is it encouraging managers to, you know, have those one-on-one conversations? I'm just curious, how do you get to that that level?
No, great question, because that's, you know, that's a little unusual, perhaps, you know, in terms of how we're trying to define the relationship between employer and employee. You know, in the old days, it was really transactional,
right?
You know, and again, I'm a devout believer that it's really got to be relational, it's got to be intimate, and it's got to be authentic. And so encouraging our leaders to have those conversations. I have a saying that I love, which is lead with heart. And then when I print that, you know, I make the H and the R like 72-point font, right? Yeah, a little shameless plug for human resources, but lead with heart and really try to teach our leaders what that means. And really what that means is, you know, ask questions, get to know what's on the minds of your associates. Again, understand their pain points, understand their joy, and then try to find ways that we can be an enabling resource. You know, and we encourage our leaders, you know, come up with different ideas and different thinking. And, you know, the honesty is, if it's not illegal, it's not unethical, and nobody's going to get hurt, let's give it a shot. And, you know, if it works, let's do more of it. If it doesn't work, let's try something different. But it's thinking out of the box. It's trying new things, and really, really trying to meet people where they are. And a lot of it is just building trusting relationships where people disclose so that you have access to that information. And then, you know, using your own leadership authority to try to action on those as best you can.
Yeah. So the lead with heart resonates. We actually, our mission for our company, CoolLeaf, our mission is to help organizations to love their people well.
I love that.
And so, but that also means that as a leader, I need to understand, well, what is that aspiration, that dream of that employee? How can I help them get to that next level, right? And I believe that when you do that from a leadership, one, people can tell, you know, if you genuinely care about your team and others, and you know, that's when you earn that right to serve, right, and build that trust. So I saw a stat, it was recent, it was something like 80 something percent of Gen Z won't even work for a company if they don't feel aligned to that mission and values. And so just being able to authentically communicate that why, that purpose, I feel like is that that's not the future. It's here right now. I mean, that's, right. That's where we are. So love that. So, you know, getting your feedback on this, Kevin, I know you've, you know, you can pull from a lot of experiences, different companies. Is there one thing? Is there something from a overall talent, you know, people management? Is there one thing that we can focus on that's gonna, you know, really move us in this direction? Give us that nugget. Give us that drop it on us. Give us the mic drop moment here for us here.
No, that's a fabulous question, and you know, I wish I had a different answer, but the honesty is, there's no silver bullet. You know, it's in my view, it's doing a lot of things right consistently over time. And I think when you do that, again, you build credibility, you build relationship, you earn the right to lead through service to others, and you move into a more intimate relationship. And, you know, I think that's what creates kind of the stickiness But it's a lot of things, you know, done consistently over time. Not a silver bullet. Yeah. You know, I like to tell people the fifth date is always better than the first date. And so the key is you got to get your dates in. And okay. Which means you just have to spend time with people and build relationship
yeah.
with people.
Yeah, I'm filing that one away. I like that. I like that. No, this is great, Kevin. I really appreciate you just sharing your insights, right? And just, you know, being real too. Hey, there is no one thing. So for all these leaders out there, you know, it's taking my cuts every day at the baseball game. It's the water on the rock, but it's consistently, and then having a heart where I'm, you know, I'm just wanting to serve. I'm wanting to love and care for these people. It makes a lot of sense. That being said, as we wrap up here, and you know, there's a lot of leaders looking to, hey, I want to apply something to my team. You know, is there a takeaway or a practical piece of advice that you can share, kind of lessons learned that you can share as we wrap up here today?
Mm-hmm. Sure. No, thank you. Another great question. You know, what I would say is start tomorrow and don't wait for a manual or an article or a podcast, you know, that's necessarily going to give you the answer, because there's no one answer.
Right.
And I would say, you know, just start by being your most authentic self with people. And, you know, when I joined the company, I'll share this again with the audience. One of the things that I did is I put in, as part of my management routine, a monthly luncheon. And the title of the luncheon is Get to Know the Best of One Another. And that's the sole purpose of us getting together.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks go, well, you know, are we going to review key metrics? You know, are we going to talk about the budget, or we're going to overlay strategy for the next quarter? And I say, we're going to do that. We're just not going to do that right now. Mm. You know, this hour once a month is 100% dedicated to getting to know the best of one another. And so the last meeting, you know, we those who were brave enough, I was one, I just want to, you know, put that out there, to share your baby picture, and folks had to figure out who was who. And so a little bit of vulnerability, a little bit of fun, you know, because we're all funny looking babies. And building those relationships and getting to know the best of one another. And those are the kind of deposits I think, you know, anyone can make, irrespective of your role in an organization, you know, how big your team is, how big your organization is. It's building those relationships and really strengthening that muscle to be able to lead authentically and lead effectively over time. And so start right now and have fun with it. And, you know, make a difference in the lives of those you've earned the right to serve.
Thank you again, Kevin. Really appreciate all your insights and joining us on The Great Retention today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That wraps up another edition of The Great Retention. Thank you for joining us and being a leader who genuinely cares about recognizing and empowering the everyday hero in the team members around you. We are proud to support your leadership journey and grateful for your support of this podcast. If you haven't already, please rate the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with a friend. This helps us get this content in front of more aspiring people-first business leaders. If you'd like more perspectives on how to create exceptional cultures around award-winning talent, go to coolleaf.com and sign up for our newsletter to get them straight into your inbox 2 times per month. This podcast wouldn't be possible without the help from our production team at Chat with Leaders Media. Learn how you can launch your own podcast to grow your business at chatwithleaders.com. Thanks again for listening. Now go be people first leaders by celebrating and connecting your people today.
HR professionals, thanks for listening. As promised, this episode of the Great Retention Podcast is valid for 0.5 professional development credits towards SHRM CP, SHRM SCP, and HRCI recertification. To claim your SHRM credit, please visit thegreatretention.com/SHRM. To claim your HRCI credit, please visit thegreatretention.com/HRCI. Complete the 3-question form to receive your certification code. That's thegreatretention.com/SHRM and thegreatretention.com/HRCI.